This is MemCare by Radio with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
All right, let's think about worry. That's a fun subject, isn't it? Are you a really calm person? You don't get too excited about the things that happen with your work? You don't get upset when people don't keep appointments? If something doesn't go the way you have expected, you don't worry about it. Well, not much. If your husband or your wife is late getting home from some place that they've been, you just go on with your life as if nothing unusual has happened, right? After all, what could happen? And they've been late before, so what is there to worry about or be anxious about? Life's too short to let worry or anxiety have a part in it. Uh-huh. And you're not quite human, are you? Oh, yeah. You've probably heard that little saying, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't take you anywhere. Well, that's true. But if you're at all human, there are times when you are going to worry, at least a little. It's when that worry time gets to someplace beyond a little that it perhaps becomes something about which to be concerned. So have you been worrying much lately? Anxious, perhaps? Well, let's think some more about that during the next few minutes. For the last couple of weeks at this time, we've been taking a look at the problem of worry and anxiety and how it affects and might affect someone like you. And most of what we're thinking about today is based on material written by Ronald L. Kateski. Ron happens to be a member care consultant, and he knows what he's talking and writing about. By the way, please remember, with this radio program, we're not teaching you how to make a medical or psychological diagnosis. That's not our purpose. This is just to help you understand what may be happening to you or someone close to you so that you can, if necessary, seek some expert help. Last week, we looked mostly at some of the symptoms of a generalized anxiety disorder and how we can recognize it. It does sound like something kind of serious, doesn't it? Well, I wanted to learn a little more about the condition, so I was reading this week in a publication put out by NIMH, the National Institute of Mental Health in the United States, about anxiety disorders, and in addition to what we looked at last week, I thought this description might be helpful. Generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, is much more than the normal anxiety people experience day to day. It's chronic, and it fills one's day with exaggerated worry and tension, even though there is little or nothing to provoke it. Having this disorder means always anticipating disaster, often worrying excessively about health, money, family, or work. Sometimes, though, the source of the worry is hard to pinpoint. Simply the thought of getting through the day provokes anxiety. People with generalized anxiety disorder can't seem to shake their concerns, even though they usually realize that their anxiety is more intense than the situation warrants. Their worries are accompanied by physical symptoms, especially fatigue, headaches, muscle tension, muscle aches, difficulty swallowing, trembling, twitching, irritability, sweating, and hot flashes. People with generalized anxiety disorder may feel lightheaded or out of breath. They also may feel nauseated or have to go to the bathroom frequently. Individuals with generalized anxiety disorder seem unable to relax. They may startle more easily than other people. They tend to have difficulty concentrating. Often they have troubles falling or staying asleep. Unlike people with several other anxiety disorders, when impairment associated with generalized anxiety disorder is mild, people with the disorder may be able to function in social settings or on the job. If severe, however, it can be very debilitating, making it difficult to carry out even the most ordinary daily activities. Okay, if this description sounds familiar, if this sounds like something that has been troubling you or someone close to you, then perhaps you need to seek some medical help. You see, sometimes someone who has a generalized anxiety disorder affliction can be helped or treated with medication, but you also need to keep some other facts in mind. The condition rarely occurs alone. It's often, or usually, accompanied by another anxiety disorder, such as depression. One of the questions we asked last week was this: how serious is my anxiety? And just now we looked at some of the symptoms of a generalized anxiety disorder. Last week, we also examined the question, can a committed expat Christian worker truly have anxiety? Somehow, maybe in the back of your mind, you've had the feeling that this shouldn't be true. You feel like if you're a truly committed Christian, this kind of thing shouldn't happen to you. You know, if you're spiritual enough, you shouldn't be susceptible to any problems like this. Well, that sounds nice, and it sounds like something we'd all like to be true, but that doesn't happen to be the facts in real life. Can a committed expat Christian worker truly have anxiety? Well, the answer to that question last week was yes. And as we found out last week, even the Apostle Paul had times of worry and anxiety. So, now let's move on to the next question. Does the Bible have anything to say about worry and anxiety? You know, apart from the Apostle Paul. Well, yes, it does. Okay, then. What does the Bible say about anxiety? Let's take a quick look, very quick look. Solomon wrote, "An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up." That's in Proverbs 12:25. Or as it is translated in the Message Bible, "Worry weighs us down, a cheerful word picks us up." Jesus also warned us that in the last days we must be careful or your heart will be weighed down with the anxieties of life. That you'll find in Luke 21:34. Anxiety often results in depression, or as we heard earlier, it may go along with depression, and both of these emotions are unpleasant and distressing. Not only is anxiety unpleasant, but it can also cause negative things to happen in our lives. In explaining the parable of the sower, Jesus pointed out, "The worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it," the word, "making it unfruitful." Or as another translation describes it, "the weeds of worry." Now, wealth may not be a problem that takes up much of your time or your thoughts or that of any other expat Christian workers you might know. But the worries of life, well, that is something else. We all have those. And when they get to be too much, when they take up too much of your emotional energy, when those worries take up too much of your mental energy, then it's difficult to concentrate on your work and difficult to be productive or creative. When those worries take up too much of your time, all of a sudden you discover that things you promised to take care of are not getting done. Your to-do list gets longer. Your job jar starts overflowing. And this kind of adds up to and builds on the stress that you're already feeling from those feelings of anxiety and worry. This may very well all close in on you and make you less effective. Or if you want it in the Bible words, they could make you unfruitful. Now, none of us want that to happen, do we? In another program, we'll think some more about some other things the Bible has to say about anxiety and worry. Right now, if you have a problem with this, and anxiety is your problem or worry of some form, maybe you're wondering, will I ever get over it? Will I ever get to the point where I don't worry? Will I ever conquer this feeling of anxiety? Some people say they've felt anxious all their lives. Perhaps it just feels that way. Or I suppose it could possibly be true for some. For others, this feeling is one that has crept up on them more recently. As far as they can tell, they've only had these feelings for a few months or maybe a year or two. And here is something you'll probably quickly agree with. Stress often makes anxiety worse, and to turn that around, anxiety and also worry also add to your stress. They make your stress somewhat more intense. Our friend Rod Kotesky has written about anxiety as it relates to the expat Christian worker, and he had this to say, "You can control the level of your anxiety, but you must remember that some anxiety is a normal part of life, and you have to deal with it as it arises, perhaps on a daily basis." Okay, Ron said that some anxiety is a normal part of life. I think we could all recognize and agree with that. At the same time, though, that may or may not be an encouraging thought for you. Which brings us logically to another question. What causes anxiety? Well, we're running out of time, so we'll save that for next week, along with some of the other questions about anxiety that we'll be exploring. What can I do about anxiety? Who can I see for help? Can I prevent anxiety? Okay. That's some of what we'll be thinking about next week at this time when we take another look at worry and anxiety and the expat Christian worker.
This feature is a presentation of MemCare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.